Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Walking in the Light Ministry. I am Pastor Herbert Graham, and I would like to welcome you to Walking in the Light Ministry. Truly, God is good, and all the time, God is good. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God is worthy to be praised. Yes, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. And we shall always give him the praise, give him the glory, and give him the honor. Beloved, I am glad to be with you one more time here at Walking in the Light Ministries to just share what the Holy Spirit has placed upon my heart. You know, we are in a series titled, How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit was guiding us and leading us through these lessons that we are sharing with you. And today we are going to be talking about How Well Do You Know the Holy Spirit, Part 5. And I will ask you, if you would, get a pencil and a piece of paper that you may write down these scriptures as they are being revealed to you, and that you will go back in your private devotional and study time and study these scriptures and let the Holy Spirit use you and guide you in what he wants to reveal unto you. But before we begin in the lesson on this day, we would just like to open up in a brief word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come now to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you for what you're doing here at Walking in the Light Ministries. We are excited about the listeners that you have allowed to listen to this study. And Father God, we ask you to touch each and every listener under the sound of my voice. Touch them right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Give them the provision that they need for their lives. Whatever it may be, Father God, that lines up with your will, we ask that you give it to them now. And we want to thank you for that, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Beloved, we're going to be looking at our foundational scripture for these lessons. And we find that foundational scripture in the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 26. In John chapter 15, 26, this is Jesus talking here. And the scripture reads as follows in verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And beloved, we were using that scripture as our foundational scripture, which our Lord and our Savior was telling us about. He's going to send a Comforter, whom he's going to come from the Father. And when he comes, he's going to testify of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. You know, to have victory in and over our life is a wonderful thing. Yet many find themselves feeling defeated and wondering how to have the victory in certain areas of their life. Only through God's plan that we can have the victory in any situation. You hear that, beloved? Only in God's plan we have the victory in any situation. The Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has given us his best, which is the Holy Spirit. In him, the Holy Spirit, we are victorious. We have the victory. And how well do you know the Holy Spirit, part 4, we were talking about how Jesus, who was the perfect man, governed his life by the Holy Spirit. And we were talking about if Jesus depended upon the Holy Spirit in such a manner that when he walked and he talked and he prayed and everything he did while he was here on this earth, if Jesus relied on the Holy Spirit, how much more do you and I need to rely on him? So in part five, we're going to be looking over some of how the Holy Spirit works in the life of a believer. The Holy Spirit is not working in everybody. If you have not confessed your sins before God and repented of your sins and asked him for his Lord, his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, come live on the inside of you. If you not have confessed that, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you have not been born again. Your spirit has to be awakened unto God. And the only way your spirit can be wakened unto God, which is the spirit that lives on the inside of you, the only way it can be awakened unto God to receive God's Holy Spirit, his spirit, is you must confess your sin. And as you do that, God will awaken your spirit to receive his spirit when you ask the Father for his Holy Spirit. And then he comes and he lives inside you and me. All that God has for us and wants to do in us will only be done by the operation of the Holy Spirit in our life. As a believer, we must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. The life of the believers, we follow the example of the Lord Jesus Christ when we are filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. First of all, we must be to have the Holy Spirit living in the life of a believer. You must have the new birth. No, I'm not talking about entering into your mother's womb a second time to be born again. But there's a new birth. There is a spiritual birth that must take place. And this new birth is brought about by the Holy Spirit. And we find that over in John chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And then the Holy Spirit indwells the believer's spirit. Holy Spirit will come in and indwell inside of us. We find that over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, and 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. Then the Holy Spirit will give us an assurance of salvation. He will let you know. He will let me know that he's right there with us. You remember in the scriptures where Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you? Well, we get that confirmation through the Holy Spirit. They find that assurance over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. Then the Holy Spirit fills the believer with himself. He will fill you. He will fill me with himself. We find that in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 and in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Not only that, with the Holy Spiritism in the Holy Spirit enables the believer to speak in unknown languages. You know, some people say, well, I don't believe in that speaking in tongue thing. Well, I'll say it like this. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the ability to speak in unknown tongues. Whether you want to or not is up to you. God has left that up to you and up to me to utilize that gift that he has given us through the Holy Spirit. We find that over in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, Acts chapter 10 and verse 44 through 46, in Acts chapter 19 and verse 6, in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 2, 4, and verse 18. The expression, the baptism in or with the of the expression of the Holy Spirit, we will find that over in Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. And the expression of the Holy Spirit is the scriptural expression and experience. It will lead you into an experience with him. That means he will let you know that he is there with you. He will give you the reassurance that he's there. That's how powerful the Holy Spirit is. He can even make it known to the simple and unwise that he is with them. And he will let us know this. In Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, we find that. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 5, we find that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, we find that. In John chapter 1 and verse 33, we find that. And also in Luke chapter 3 and verse 16, we find that. And when he gives us that reassurance that he is there, the Holy Spirit, he will speak to us. We find that in Acts chapter 8 and verse 29, and 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, where this Bible talks about the Spirit speak expressly to us. That means he speaks freely to us. He speaks freely the things of the Father to us. He reveals us the wisdom of God Almighty. He shows us, he lines our life up to be able to walk victorious in this life. Because how many of you know that nothing goes on in this life that God doesn't know of? Nothing hiding around the corner that catches God by surprise. Nothing is hid under a rock that God cannot see. Nothing awaits you in a dark room that God doesn't already know about. See? And all these avenues of life that we go through, God already has an answer for you. He has an answer for me if we just trust him and believe him. As his Holy Spirit reveals unto you and unto me the things that he wants to reveal unto us. We also find that the Holy Spirit speaks to the believer in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7 and verse 11 and verse 17 and in verse 29. The Holy Spirit will open our understanding to the things of God. We find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. He will open to us our understanding to understand the things that God is trying to reveal to us. See, beloved, we already are victorious. All we have to do is learn how to operate in what the Holy Spirit is showing us. All we have to do is learn how to obey and listen to the Holy Spirit and let him guide us and lead us. You see, and he will do that. The Holy Spirit will teach. He teaches us and guide us into all truth. That means he won't tell you and me a lie, deceive us in no kind of way. See, if the Holy Spirit reveals it to you, it's the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth. And what he says to us, it shall come to pass. The Bible says it like this. God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he spoke it, it shall come to pass. We find that the Holy Spirit will teach us and guide us into all truth in John chapter 16 and verse 13. And also in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27. The Holy Spirit will impart life unto us. Let me ask you this one question, beloved. Let me ask you this one question. Do you think that God is a loser? Do you think that God has lost a battle? If God hasn't lost a battle, and God is definitely not a loser, we can trust what the Holy Spirit reveals to us, because he's going to lead you, he's going to lead me into a victorious way of life. Everything he's going to give us to do is going to work out for our good. David said it like this, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. See, David knew he might have been in a dark place in his life, but David knew that was not the end. David said, I'm walking through this. Sometimes you have to tell yourself that. You're walking through this situation. You're walking through this problem. Because God is with you. See? When God is with you, you have the victory. The Holy Spirit will impart life unto you, unto me. And that life he imparts unto us is a victorious lifestyle. It's a victorious life. Yeah, but you might say to me, yeah, Pastor, but you don't understand. Some days I feel like I'm just not winning. Just, I would say to you, hold on just a little while longer. Because the race is not giving to the swift, but those who endure to the end. Sleeping may come but a night, but joy will come in the morning. If you just hold on and trust God, believe that where the Holy Spirit is guiding you and leading you is the right way. He will impart the life in you. The victorious life that you are seeking after. But you might say, but yeah, you don't understand. I keep finding myself walking down in this dark situation. I keep falling when this thing is entered, come into my life. The Holy Spirit is right there. The Bible says over in John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, through his Holy Spirit, he does that when we confess our sins. That's why he imparts life unto us. He gives us this life that Jesus talked about. I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We find that Holy Spirit imparts life into us in John chapter 6 and verse 63. But Jesus was speaking. He was saying the flesh profits nothing, but the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And then we find over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6. The Holy Spirit brings about a renewal in you and in me sometimes when we miss the mark. We find that in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. The Holy Spirit will strengthen our inner being. When we feel that we're weak, he will strengthen us. We find that over in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. The Holy Spirit enables us to pray. The Bible says that men ought to always pray and not faint. We ought to always be sending up timber, as we call it, praying to the Most Holy Father, going before the altar, his altar of grace, and attain mercy to find help in the time of need. The Holy Spirit will enable us to pray. We find that in Jude in verse 20 and in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. And the Holy Spirit, he will enable us to worship in spirit and in truth. We find that in John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24, and Philippians chapter 3, verses 3, and 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 15. Jesus said over in John, say, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must worship him, but we can only do it in spirit and truth. See, I can't go to God the Father in prayer and have some scheme, wicked scheme, hiding behind my back like God doesn't see it. Remember what I said earlier. If it's under a rock, God can see it. If it's in a dark room, God can see it. Even if it's around the corner where we can't see, but God can see around that corner. See? That means God can be, he can see all things at all times. The Bible says he even knows the end from the beginning. See, when we're starting on a course, when we're starting on a journey, God already knows the end of that journey. And the one who knows the end of that journey, don't you think he's going to lead you in the victorious way to get to the end of that journey if you just only trust him? The Holy Spirit leads the believer. We find that over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. He will lead us. That's why Jesus, when Jesus would go off and pray many times, one particular time he went off to pray. Before he went off and prayed, he told the disciples, say, get in the boat and I'll meet you on the other side. And while he was waiting behind as they got in the boat to go to the other side, he was ministering to the crowd that was left there on the seashore with him. And then he went up, the Bible said, he went up to a desolated place and began to pray. And then in the third watch of the night, he came walking on the water. And he would have passed by them if they wouldn't have yelled out at him. They was in the boat and the storm was rising in their life. And they were being terrified of this storm. And Jesus came walking on the water. And when they saw him, they thought he was a ghost because the wind and the waves was toiling all around them, raging all around them. But Jesus was going to meet them on the other side where he told them to go to. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and be waiting on us when we get to the other side. Not only would the Holy Spirit start the journey out with us, but he will be with us through the journey, and he will even be to the end of that journey with us. Remember, our Lord and Savior said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But he told us, say, I must go away. When he was walking amongst the apostles, He said, because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit cannot come. And when the Holy Spirit came on the scene and filled all of these men and women, they had power that they never could imagine before. They were walking in victory like they have never walked before. That don't mean every day with them was peaches and cream. That don't mean everything went right all the time. But they had an assurance living on the inside of them, letting them know that everything is going to be all right, that I am with you and that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And beloved, today, we too have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. He's with us. He's leading us. He's marching with us. That we are victorious. No matter how many times the devil try to talk to you and tell you you're not, you are victorious because you have the greater one living on the inside of you. The Bible says it like this: greater is he who is in me. Oh, my Lord. Greater is the one on the inside of me than he that is in this world. And beloved, we can be happy about that on today. Because we have to get to know the Holy Spirit. We have to get to live with him each and every day. We have to get in the habit of communion with him and talking with him. And he will give you the reassurance that he is right there with you. If you just trust him. If you just trust him. Trust him on today, beloved. Go back and look at these scriptures that I have given you and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you. Let him guide you and lead you and give you revelation from the Father as only he can give you. And you begin to see a brighter light of how to follow the Holy Spirit. You will begin to follow him each and every day. Join me here next Saturday at 7 p.m., beloved. Now, we're going to move further in how well do you know the Holy Spirit. There's another part of what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Join me, beloved, next Saturday here at 7 p.m. at Walking in the Light Ministry. Go in peace, and may God's richest blessing be yours.